Basketball Update Studio. I'm Chris Ranji. Don't miss Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. The Wildcats will host Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale now at NUSports.com. Well, after a two-year battle with leukemia, broadcaster Craig Sager has died at the age of 65 in Atlanta, Georgia today. Sager, a Batavian native, also a Northwestern graduate, he began working as a sideline reporter back in 1972. Meanwhile, for the Bears, they're just practicing and getting ready for what is going to be an absolutely freezing game Sunday at Soldier Field. They practiced outside today, and it's something they're all trying to get used to. The temperatures of -2, that's what we're expecting to happen on Sunday as they take on the Packers at Soldier Field. By the way, Pro Football Talk's Michael David Smith says it could be, if that temperature holds true, it could be the coldest game in Bears history.
The weather, in one word, bone-chilling cold.
Is that
That's
new?
A Chicago institution.
Wait, is that new?
No. Weather, in one word, bone-chilling cold.
The whole concept of one word might be lost on him.
Oh,
but that
wonderful.
Might be an advanced metric.
That's really great. Oh, my gosh. I love him. The Bears today signed Devontae Bosby to the practice squad. One word. Here are three. Oh, gosh. He is the best. Basketball. Rajon Rondo will be a game-time decision for the Bulls tonight in Milwaukee. And they've got a home-and-home with the Bucks, so they're going to be on the road tonight there. And then the Bucks will be here tomorrow. And for the Blackhawks, they remain in New York. They beat the Rangers two nights ago. Tonight, they'll play the Islanders. And Scott Darling, of course, will be in goal. Corey Crawford, though, good news. He's getting closer to a return, though there's no timetable yet. He was able to get back on the ice practicing after having an appendectomy weeks ago. So he is close, but they don't have an exact timetable yet. And in the AHL, Grand Rapids this afternoon beat the Wolves 7-1. This update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in downtown Wilmette. And get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of 2016. It's only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Greg Gabriel, NFL scout for 30 years.
The difference between the good teams and the bad teams in the league is one or two players.
Scouting the Bears' next opponent.
Packers heading toward the north end zone. Three receivers to the right side, Adams, Cobb, and Nelson. Lindsley, the snap. Rodgers looking left, dancing right now. Pump fakes again, throws late, left side end zone.
Yes! Seven grand touchdown! Yes! Jordy Nelson coming back for it. Beat Cam Chancellor, and the Packers lead 27-3.
Greg Gabriel with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 303 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Greg Gabriel's on Twitter, at Greg Gabe. You read his stuff at ProFootballWeekly.com and here at Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. He's on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Greg, we've been talking a lot about the return of Alshon Jeffrey and then whether or not there will be a return of Alshon Jeffrey next season. There are some of us that have been hearing for a while that John Fox has just soured on him, and once he sours on somebody, there's no going back. And there are others who say, wait, he's not in charge of the personnel, and Alshon Jeffrey's really good, and they got to find a way to make it work. What do you think?
I think after 3 weeks from now, we have seen the last of Alshon Jeffrey, and the main reason why, and it really has nothing to do with, well, it has something to do with John Fox, but it's really this whole regime that's in here. You know, 2013, he has 89 receptions, 1,400 yards, 7 TDs. 2014, 85 receptions, 1,100 yards, 10 TDs. Then last year, he only plays in 9 games, has 54 receptions, 4 TDs. This year, one TD, down to 40 receptions, has the suspension for the PEDs. He hasn't been reliable for this regime that's in here, and I think that given the money that they got to pay him, you know, he's on the franchise tag this year. To sign him to a long-term contract, it's obviously going to cost a lot of money. I think he's gone, as well as Jay Cutler. Between the two of them, you're going to have more than $30 million in cap space that'll be able, you know, the Bears will be able to go out and get some more players with.
Thing is that I guess, Greg, absolutely. Last 2 years, he's done little or nothing, but it's just hard to find those guys. I mean, especially on this team, because I don't have anybody right now I look at and I say, okay, I got it. He'll take his place. He'll be just fine. Not really at this point. I mean, we can debate all we want to, and maybe you have an opinion. I don't know if White can play or not. I don't.
None of us know if he can play. He hasn't really done anything.
No,
he has
nothing.
Played because of the injury. So that part is a guessing game. We're throwing darts at the wall. I'm just making the point at for the amount of money it would cost to keep Alshon Jeffery, and he's been a question mark. He has not been productive, or has not been anywhere near as productive as he was the 2 years previous to the Fox Pace regime. As he was before. So I just think that when you look at the money you got to spend, they're going to say it's not worth it. He's not reliable. You want players that are going to be reliable. Now you're going to have that money to go out and spend and go, you know, get some players. I think you'll see them turn around. You're not going to see them draft another receiver in the first round because there's too many other important needs, especially a quarterback. I think you'll see them go out in the free agent market, though, and try to get a guy or a couple guys. And with John Fox, if John Fox is still here next year, you know, his game is the running game, not necessarily the passing game. Obviously, the passing game's got to be there. But, you know, he'll get some guys that he feel are reliable to him and to the offense that they're running.
And then that may complicate the development of that young quarterback you're talking about when he doesn't have somebody like Jeffery where he knows that in a pinch he can just kind of throw it near him, you know, one of these big catch radius guys. You can develop your Cam Merediths of the world and get some pleasant surprises there, but guys the likes of Jeffery usually have to be drafted because that's a skill that is obvious early on.
There's no question about it, and I'm not taking anything away from Alshon Jeffery. I'm just saying the point I've made since this discussion began. He has not been reliable since these guys have been running the Bears organization, and you've got to get, if you're going to pay a guy $14 million, you've got to get $14 million of production in return. Granted, I know how talented the guy is. The guy has the potential to be a Pro Bowl player, but he hasn't shown that in the last two seasons, and you know, where are you going to go? It's time to say goodbye and find somebody else. That's just the facts of life in the National Football League.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. I completely understand why you'd want to launch him, Greg. I mean, I get it, and reliability is everything in the NFL and all that, and the chances of the Bears actually climbing back, even in the NFL, which we know can be crazy, I don't think they're real good next year anyway. They climb into some contending position for anything. So, you know, if you're going to do it, that's probably the time to do it.
Well, as you just say, everything's crazy in the NFL, and you go out and if you can get some, and I'm going to use that word reliable again, reliable players in free agency, they're going to buy into what you're trying to do, and you have a quarterback that can win some games or at least keep you close in games as a bridge quarterback while they're developing a rookie, because there's not a doubt in my mind they're going to draft a quarterback. I don't know if it's going to be in the first round, but they have to. You look at the roster, and there's nobody on the roster, and you're not going to get anybody in free agency. So, you know, if you could make a trade for a Jimmy Garoppolo, you'd do it. But, you know, what are you going to have to pay to get him? Probably going to cost an arm and a leg.
Well, that's you're not the first person that brought. I think Peter King actually was tweeting about the possibility of the Bears making an offer for Garoppolo. But when you're talking about a quarterback, arm and leg, yeah, that's when you're where the Bears are. What's the downside of giving up? I mean, obviously there's some risk there, but if you really are sure, and I don't know if you are sure how good Garoppolo is, why wouldn't you just do it at this point?
Well, you know, Dan, you don't know how good he can be. And there's been cases in the past where you've seen teams give up a whole lot for a player that really hasn't, you know, played enough to find out what he is, and then you end up getting burnt. Now, wouldn't you rather bring in your own guy, a young player, develop him? Now, that's assuming you've got the people on the coaching staff to do a proper job developing, but you may be better off doing that than trading a first and maybe more than a first for an unknown commodity.
Yeah, I hadn't heard. I figured we'd sooner or later hear about Garoppolo. But for me, it's difficult for me. That's why this is your business and not mine. Because when it's the Patriots, Greg, I have a hard time judging what's really good and what's just Patriots good. I mean, I look at that and I say, yeah, he did just fine for himself. But I mean, there's a couple games he started and he gets hurt. But I mean, it's very hard for me to look at somebody on that team and say, I got something here, because everything on there, there's always a little something happening with that team, and you could be wrong about that.
Terry, I agree with you. I think, you take players out of that system, take coaches out of that system, mm-hmm. and they all fail. Or they don't play to the level they played with when they were Patriots, or coach at the level they coached right. at when they were Patriots. It's Belichick. And if you take, he is the man. He runs the show there, and it's all because of him. Like, you can go to the coaching staff. Give me a coach that has done well in the NFL that's part of the Belichick tree. There isn't any.
Well, that's the Josh McDaniels question that I have. And his name came up yesterday, and he is said to be one of the favored targets of the Rams in their search. Belichick himself was a guy who failed in his first head coaching job.
Yes, he did.
And everybody said, well, this guy's just a weirdo. And I mean, I remember talking to him at a Super Bowl and coming away thinking there's something wrong with this guy. That he just, I can't understand what he's talking about, and he's just bizarre, and there's no way that this guy's ever going to get another job. And another guy was Mike Shanahan, who had a rough go the first time around and then found the right circumstance. Do you still think that Josh McDaniels would be more likely to fail just by that rule of thumb, that you can't bring the Belichick magic with you? Or is he a smart enough football guy on his own that he's got a chance?
That's hard for me to answer because I don't know Josh McDaniels. I only know his reputation, and his reputation is very good as an offensive coordinator. But, he did fail in his one opportunity as a head coach. Our only dealings with him when I was with the Bears was when we made the Cutler trade. And he made up his mind right away that he didn't want Cutler, and he wanted to make sure he got Kyle Orton as part of that deal, and actually did a pretty good job with Kyle Orton. Now, whether he learned from the mistakes he made in Denver, sometimes he went in there and he had control over personnel and the head coach. And a lot of times, especially for a first-time head coach, that's too much to put on the plate of that guy. It's a double job. He's the general manager, he's the head coach, and he can't handle it. And maybe the next go-around, he's going to go in, he's going to be coach only, and he can be that much better because that's all he has to do is coach the team. But, that remains to be seen. We don't know what's going to happen. Is he going to get another chance? Probably, because, who knows how big the pool really mm-hmm. is. I think one of the guys that should be talked to is Dave Tobe. I got a lot of respect for Dave Tobe, and he's really worked both sides of the ball. What he's done, he's obviously the best special teams coach in the business, has been for years, but you never even see his name mentioned. Yeah, you can go back and you can look at guys who have special teams background like him, and they've done an excellent job.
I guess the only guy that I've seen that in the last couple of days that trumps him in terms of going to the Rams is John Gruden. And that at least, Greg, if you do that, I don't know if he'll do that or not. I mean, but he's got he makes as much as NFL coaches now. That's part of his deal. I mean, that's why they keep him around. That's why he stays, I should say. But I don't know if nobody's sure if he wants to do it. He's doing that to keep, but he's interested. He always because he said, well, kind of, yeah, I don't know. But if they hire Josh McDaniels, it'd just be interesting to see if he's learned his lesson. I mean, they still might not be any good. I don't know how good they are, but you might have learned your lesson the first time around a little bit, because there was a lot of things that seemed to be wrong with the Denver thing.
Right. Oh, no, absolutely. And I said that, and that's what happened with Belichick. Belichick went back and worked with Parcells before he got that opportunity mm-hmm. in New England.
Yep.
While Josh McDaniels went back and worked with Belichick, and maybe he, looked at himself hard and say, this is what I did wrong, this is what I got to do to improve, this is the type of staff I got to get, and he may well turn around and become an excellent coach if he, in fact, gets that opportunity. But you're still, you're throwing a dart at the wall. You have no real, anytime you hire a head coach, you have no idea if he's going to succeed. You're just hoping he's going to succeed.
And before we let you go, we've been talking about Devin Hester. At least I was thinking a lot about him today after he got released by the Ravens, and thinking this thing might be over. And I wrote about it, just tried to figure out what was so different and special. Should ask the guy who drafted him. Hell, I mean, that he's been this same guy in high school and college and the pros, where this puzzle of finding out how to use this kind of football unicorn, really a remarkably unique NFL player, a unique professional athlete, wasn't he?
Oh, God, the position he played as a returner, he was the best there ever was. I think if there's a spot in the Hall of Fame for a returner, he's got to get first dibs at it. But, you know, a special guy, but he's not that same player anymore. We started to see it his last year here, where he was letting some punts go, and he did the same thing with Baltimore the other night, instead of taking those chances that he took, you know, earlier in his career. And I think part of that's the difference. You got to think real quick when you're in that position. And you got to make the first man miss. And if you have any hesitation, then the advantage you have as an athlete goes away.
All right, give us a quick thumbnail about what to look for as you've scouted the Packers.
You know, the weather's going to play, obviously, a huge role in this game. And does Aaron Rodgers play? He's got that pulled calf muscle, did not practice yesterday. I don't know if it's been released, whether he practiced or not today. But you look at the Packers, they've been playing the last 3 weeks. They're on a three-game win streak after a four-game losing streak, and they're playing the best football they have so far this season. The defense has played a little bit better. They're giving up 30 or 40 yards less per game during the winning streak. They're sacking the quarterback more, and Rodgers has been on fire, but they don't have a ground game right now, and Starks is going to be out with a concussion. He got a former receiver that's going to be probably the number one back. In fact, if you look at who's going to play, Rodgers is their leading rusher right now, which is, with like 275 wow. yards, which is amazing, because Lacy's been out since earlier in the year. But I think it's going to be a physical ground game, not going to be a lot of passing because of weather. You're going to have 15, 20-mile-an-hour winds, below zero wind chill factor. So it's I think Green Bay's going to win because they have to win, and they've got better personnel, but I think it's going to be a tough, close game.
All right, Greg, pleasure as always, my friend. We look forward to visiting with you next week.
Okay, talk to you later, guys.
That's Greg Gabriel. Zach Zaidman next on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. You want intrigue? I give you Thursday Night Football. And just 3 days after the Rams whack Jeff Fisher, they've got to go to Seattle and play the Seahawks, and this one could get ugly. Imagine what that would be like if the Seahawks were actually playing good football. Not that they want any part of tonight's game. Well, at least Richard Sherman doesn't. He just famously referred to Thursday Night Football as a, quote, poop fest, and he called it terrible. See where the guy's coming from, right? He had to play on a Sunday night and then turn around on a short week and deal with the Rams. Then again, if you have to do that sort of thing, better that it is against the Rams. I'm just not sure what a win over LA is going to tell us about Seattle, because right about now, they look like one of the most schizophrenic teams in the NFL. A few weeks back, they look like the team to beat in the NFC. Then, they look like they're incapable of beating anybody who matters on the road, something they're going to have to do in the postseason. I'm Jim Rome.
So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Stork. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say, it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously, cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like
those. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note, too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstork.com.
If you're still looking for the perfect gift, you haven't been paying attention because I've been telling you about this. It's a great gift, and it's one you're going to want to receive, so send it to yourself. I'm talking about Omaha Steaks and the Family Gift Pack. Omaha Steaks is sensational, one-of-a-kind flavor because it's aged all the meat, aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of these cuts of steak that are hand-trimmed and vacuum-sealed. But this particular deal you get by going to the main page at omahasteaks.com, and you go to the search bar, and you just type in D-A-N-B, no spaces, just Dan B, and then you'll be directed to the Family Gift Pack. The Family Gift Pack is $49.99. You say, oh, well, that sounds like a lot of money. Well, no, see, it's actually not. And you're not going to think that after I tell you what is in the Family Gift Pack. For that money, for $49.99, you get two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and four additional kielbasas for free. That's the package. That's $49.99. That's at omahasteaks.com. When you enter the code DANB in the search bar, you add the Family Gift Pack, you get a 77% savings. That is the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
In-home Wi-Fi, not sure what you're waiting for. It's Matt Abaticola. Been telling you now for a couple of years about the outstanding service and product quality of Xfinity Internet I have at home. I do love it. And right now, they have a great deal for you if you're not an Xfinity customer and you want to step up and get the best, fastest, and most reliable Internet in the country. You can get Xfinity's Plus package, their Internet Plus package. It gives you 25 megs of speed, super fast, means everyone gets online all at the same time, use all your devices at once, doesn't matter. Doesn't slow down your internet at all. Doesn't matter what part of the house you're in. You get great, reliable service. Some people have told me they need to be closer to the router, which is really stupid. It's your internet, your house. You should be able to use it anywhere in your house. Plus, you get the, not only that fast Wi-Fi at home, you get on the go with millions of hotspots nationwide. So you stay connected in all your favorite places around town. Even if they don't have a connection for you, you go right through your Xfinity Wi-Fi. And that means big savings on your wireless plan. So if you want to save some money, then you need Xfinity Internet, and you can hook up to those millions of hotspots nationwide. Now, here's what you do. You go to Xfinity.com, or you call them at 1-800-XFINITY, and you get their most popular in-home internet speed for just $39.99 a month for 12 months. The package really is a game changer for your home. You can also choose to triple your download speeds up to 75 megs for just $15 more per month. And for a limited time, you can get a $100 prepaid card when you buy online at Xfinity.com. Now, this offer ends 12/21. You have some time left, but don't wait and don't miss out on that $100 prepaid card. Just call them today at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
Hey, listen, the Lucky Day Lotto jackpot has rolled again. It has just reached $1.35 million. You heard me right, $1.35 million. If you're a fan of Lucky Day Lotto, you know this is awesome. And if you're new to Lucky Day Lotto and looking for some excitement, today is the day you should play. Drawings are held twice a day, every day at 12:40 p.m. and 9:22 p.m. So stop by your local retailer today and play Lucky Day Lotto from the Illinois Lottery. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
Bob Olson and the pros at Viking Ski Shop have seen a lot in their 50 years in business. Fitting skiers and snowboarders all that time, they've learned how to set you up with the right equipment, dress you in the right clothing, and service what they sell. And they're known for their boot fitting expertise. At Viking, you just can't buy a ski boot that doesn't fit. Visit Viking now for sale prices on all 2015-16 skis, snowboards, boots, and clothing. Or pick up some Viking Ski Shop gift cards. They make great presents for friends and family. Viking Ski Shop in Logan Square on Fullerton in Chicago and in Barrington at Route 14.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
How long is it till the Bears report?
How about now?
Zach Zaidman's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He is on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Zach, what's up?
It doesn't seem as though we're ready for winter. We live in Chicago, and yet every question asked to the Bears today from the head coach on down had to do with the weather. And it might have something to do with the fact that Sunday's high, as of right now, is 1, and this might be, before all is said and done, maybe the coldest Bears game in the history of the organization.
And all the players are from Louisiana.
Well, that is why I put this montage together, to give you a little bit of flavor in regards to the Bears talking about the weather. Here we go.
Have you asked God to warm it up Sunday?
No.
Am I going to wear sleeves? Okay, so I'm going to say this. So, Fee said, now he said it's a long-standing tradition in Chicago to not wear sleeves when we have cold games like this.
I ain't wearing sleeves. As a D lineman, as a front seven guy, as a guy play defense, I think is a sign of weakness, but I ain't wearing no sleeves.
Well, I've told him I think that macho stuff's all great, but there comes a point where people might question your intelligence.
So I've tried to abide by it by cutting my sleeve to about here, right?
I've always been a fan of the cold weather. You know, I have the saying, you can always put more layers on, but you can never take enough off.
What do you say to guys that maybe have a harder time adjusting to it? Maybe they're from California, Florida.
I'm from Florida.
Oh, okay.
We train soldiers. You think of a soldier out at the battlefield and it's cold and it's snowing, you think they got time to think about if they cold or they got time to be real about who the enemy is and when they're going to strike.
In other games, if you go back into the history of me playing, I have a full sleeve on, even a thermal.
It definitely makes it a little tougher. You have to squeeze it a little harder, obviously. You know, and that's gonna be one thing that we have to work on this week is snapping a harder ball.
I remember when guys was talking and they sprayed water and it hit their mustache, it kind of froze up right down the water.
But I'm trying to hold that Chicago tradition down. That's cold.
So there you have it.
Pernell McPhee is just... He is really, he said he's going to strike. He didn't even say strike. He says strike. I mean, that dude is just country as hell, and I love him.
Yeah.
He is, I mean, and I love that you actually asked him if he was going to ask God to warm it up.
Well, I was thinking to myself.
Warm it up, God. Warm it up, God. Well, warm it up, God.
I would, too. You know, listen to me.
I'm surprised you didn't beat your
stupid ass.
I'd like
to see a little more of Pernell on Sundays, though.
Yeah, but he's just something, man. I don't know how he's wired, but his whole sound, his whole thing is great.
And while we're at it, so Pernell, there's a host at our station named Terry Bors. He just wanted to know if you've ever heard of him in your brief time here in Chicago.
Nah.
So there you go, Terry. Making an impact.
And who was the guy who said, I'm from Florida?
That was Josh Sitton. See, you think of Sitton as Mr. Packer, right? For all those years that he spent playing at Lambeau Field, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. But he's from Florida. People forget, even though he
looks... All these guys are from Florida. I'm from Florida. Oh.
He doesn't look the part, though.
Never mind.
Doesn't look very Florida.
This, by the way, huge game for him personally. you know, he's not really going to go into detail about it, but he missed the first game against the Packers earlier this season because he was in that walking boot with the ankle injury and was not able to go to his former home and take on his old team. So this will mark his first ever game as a professional football player against the Green Bay Packers. And you know it means a lot to him, even though I don't think publicly he's going to talk about exactly what it means, because it stung him, I think, getting released when he did, the way he did, by Green Bay earlier this season.
I did too. I found it surprising. I wondered, Zach, is there something wrong with him? Is he all of a sudden bad at football? And it doesn't appear to be the case.
Well... Not with the great, Bears, we haven't really had an opportunity to see the real Josh Sitton, because
right
from the get-go, he suffered that ankle injury, mm-hmm. and he hasn't quite been the same player. In fact, you can make the argument that the Bears' offensive line has been better this season when they've had Eric Kush playing at left guard and Ted Larson playing at right guard and Cody Whitehair in the middle. So the running game didn't really get going in Green Bay when they played earlier this season. I believe that Jordan Howard will be a huge factor in this game, because if they can at least establish the influence of the running game, now play action becomes even more devastating, because for the first time since Matt Barkley became a starting quarterback in the NFL, he now has a big-time target in Alshon Jeffrey. And if you're the Packers, you have to worry about where Jeffrey is. It's going to open things up for some of the other receivers. So depending on the win situation, I think it's going to be interesting to see how the passing game, I think it will go to that next level. And unlike Hoyer, I think we've seen that Barkley isn't afraid to throw that deep ball and take some chances. So I'm interested in seeing how that materializes.
I think it really just changes the time at which Dowell Loggins forgets to run the football. Because what you say is probably absolutely true about Jordan Howard, but I don't want to just run Jordan Howard and say, okay, now we've set up the pass. Now he's run enough to set up the pass. No, sure, it's dictated by score and situation, but I'm not mad at you if you just want to keep running him if he's averaging 6 yards a carry.
Just to put this into perspective, 23. Remember last week I joked that the Detroit Lions and their website had this this article that was there's a new Jordan in Chicago.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Remember the number 23. When Jordan Howard has 23 carries or more, Bears are 3-0. When he doesn't, they don't win. So that's the number. I think
part of that is self-fulfilling. Part of it is they're going to run more when they're winning the game.
Correct, but I think just based on the way the offense has been run so far this season, when he touches it that much, that means that, for example, in the San Francisco game, I think the weather forced them to do it, and they committed to it, and it ended up working out for them. You know, Green Bay's a very good defensive team. They've stepped it up over the last few games and really played well, and the Bears have had some issues, the self-inflicted stuff that continues. But the Bears will fight. That's what they've done, throughout the season, and, you know, we'll see if Alshon Jeffrey makes a little bit of a difference in some of those red zone situations where you got to punch it in. And I don't think, you know, we've seen, 18 drops over the last three games. I don't think that we'll see that kind of average in this game, just because Jeffrey is back, and I think that just makes everybody better, the way he's defended and who's going to be on the field next to him. Marquise Wilson likely will not be on the field next to him. John Fox
what
today.
Now?
Yeah, he did not practice today after practicing yesterday. And John Fox said it's something similar to what he had before. And if it is, that means it's a broken foot. So
what is with him? It's back to my Kevin White thing. Some people just aren't made of solid stuff.
And clearly Marquise Wilson is definitely one of those people. Talented player. At least we've been told. Never really had an opportunity to see it. I believe Phil Emery used to refer to him as a long-legged strider. That was his big thing when he talked about Marquise Wilson, because there were some questions about his mental makeup after he quit on Mike Leach and that Washington State team, but put up some monster numbers in the Pac-12 for the Cougars, and just has not been able to stay healthy long enough to get anything going at the NFL level.
Zach, thank you.
Be good, man.
All right, stay warm, Zach.
I'll try. I got one more day here before I have to go out in the elements. By the way, the Bears did practice for an hour and 15 minutes outdoors after stretching out and doing some walkthrough stuff inside the Walter Payton Center today, so they're used to it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, my friend.
We'll talk to you guys.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern updates, Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Don't miss Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. The Wildcats host Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. We just got a Bears report from Zach Zaman, and now we tell you the top news here in the last hour. Longtime sideline reporter Craig Sager has died. Sager diagnosed with leukemia in 2014. He was able to come back to work for a short period of time before the cancer returned. Sager was 65 years old. The Packers, their running back James Starks has suffered a concussion from a car accident that happened earlier in the week. He is unlikely to play, though, against the Bears on Sunday. The Patriots have signed receiver Michael Floyd. Remember, he was just released by Arizona. And Monday Night Football is on the score tonight. The Rams take on the Seahawks. We've got that broadcast at 7. Rajon Rondo, a game-time decision for the Bulls in Milwaukee tonight. It's the first of a home-and-home against the Bucks. Scott Darling will start for the Blackhawks in goal as they try to win again in New York. They beat the Rangers two nights ago. They play the Islanders tonight. And FanRag Sports reporting Notre Dame receiver Torrey Hunter Jr. will forego his senior season. He's going to join the LA Angels organization. He was drafted by them in the 23rd round of the MLB draft in 2016. If your family loves the great outdoors every season, there's only one place to go for outdoor gifts. Cabela's Christmas Sale. Plus, hurry in Saturday for 8 a.m. doorbusters at Cabela's in Hoffman Estates. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history.
Cancer, we're your enemy. We're fighting you with exceptional teams of doctors, advanced technology, and groundbreaking clinical trials. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News & World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history.
Throwback Thursday.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
As always, we get you rolling by telling you what it is we've been yakking about.
Talk football with Dan Pompey and Greg Gabriel, and talked a lot about Devin Hester, seeing that it's likely that his career has come to an end, just sort of remembering him as a very unique player. I think with the way the game is going, with the return men not being as specialized as they used to be, with kickoffs not even really being returned anymore, that it's going to change that job, if that job even exists.
We were talking a little bit about college basketball and the old DePaul teams and stuff during transition. We mentioned some college basketball yesterday. Here's the worst news I can find out about this college basketball season to this point. Villanova is undefeated. That's okay. I have no problem with Villanova. But in according to Sports Illustrated, guess who's moved up to the number two team in the country? And undefeated at 11-0. And apparently, I saw them play.
Is it Baylor?
UCLA.
Yeah, because you know why?
Yeah.
Lonzo Ball is
balling.
Is crazy good, and he's basically telling Bryce Alford, look, you get me the ball where I need the ball, and just get out the damn way.
They're 11-0. He has 95 assists already in college. They're 11-0. Lonzo Ball has 95 assists.
He's sensational.
Yep, he really is.
And it means Steve Alford saves his job.
Yes, he did.
From golf.com, SI's Michael Bamberger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Longtime guy.
Has this bold prediction. He believes that Tiger Woods, after watching him in the hero.com, whatever it was,
yeah.
And seeing it, and you know, Barry Rosner and I talked about it a great deal about how free and easy the swing looked. And he compared this to the time that Tiger Woods came back before. And he said at the end of 2004, Woods won the Target World Challenge. He was making swing changes and dealing with various health issues through the years. He said, I had to take baby steps all year. I was working in the right direction. Says, it's true. The whole thing, it's a process. It really is. And this is Bamberger's call. Making all four cuts in the four majors in 2017 would be a significant step for Woods. I think he'll do it. Is what he says. He thinks Tiger Woods will make the cut in each of the four majors. And it doesn't sound like it's that big a deal. Oh boy, make a cut, but
that's okay.
But you're talking about what would constitute some degree of success in return. I think
top five finishing one of them.
Well, that'd be different.
That's second half. We're going to cut a little short today because we were running along there with all of our Bears information. That's what we do here on Boers and Bernstein. 338 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Plenty more to come.
Next up, we're going to talk about the Packers with Pete Doherty from the Green Bay Press Gazette. So keep it here. You got The Score.
What the hell happened in that second half?
The Bears are now 3-10 and are preparing to play spoiler to the Packers. We're covering the matchup right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans. I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Mattress Firm.
Yeah, there's some great opportunities to save lots of money with 50% off select floor models TV. You get 60% off accessories, and while supplies last, you can save up to $500 store-wide on some of their best brands like Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns, and Foster, and more. Terry, they have something for every budget with queen sets as low as $179.99. Plus, you can sleep happy, pal, with no interest financing for 5 years.
And you can get in there right now. Experience the all-new custom collection crafted exclusively for Mattress Firm. Featuring luxury lines, so my Tempur-Pedico, I love those. Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster. For a limited time, purchase any custom collection or Tempur-Pedic mattress and get up to $300 in free gifts. Free pillow, free mattress protector, and free delivery. Matt, there's a lot of free in that sentence.
Lots of free. And, you know, it's a lot more than just the money you save and the free gifts and the opportunities to get that great no-interest financing for 5 years. It's about the people that work at Mattress Firm TV. They are sleep experts, and they will walk you through their very simple process to find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. They truly do want you to sleep happy. Ask them about their sleep happy guarantee. Ask them about their lowest price commitment. You're not going to find a lower price anywhere else except at Mattress Firm. So take advantage of the year-end closeout sale. Go to mattressfirm.com. You find the location nearest you, TB, and then you get in there and you let them help you out and walk away with a brand new mattress. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Stork. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously, cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like
those. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note, too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstork.com.
Dating back to 1885 is the founding franchise of major soft drinks. Dr. Pepper continues to provide a deliciously good one-of-a-kind taste. Dr. Pepper is joined with another legendary team and founding franchise as the official soft drink of your Chicago Bears. So enjoy the one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper on game day at Soldier Field or in your own Bear Den at home. Be sure to pick up Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, and Dr. Pepper Cherry at your favorite retailer. Try the delicious, one-of-a-kind taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper today. Dr. Pepper, always one-of-a-kind.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side...
The doghouse has a bright side?
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lap this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fast. Freaky fresh.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts, but free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on Transcendental Enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Mo's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All France 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! My stockings are hung by the chimney with care, but I need some stellar gifts to fill them with.
Why get hung up? Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got great gifts for everyone on your list, and the entire store is up to 60% off.
60% off?
That's right, Old Navy's got gifts for just $2, $4, $6, and $8 for a Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a great price. Thanks!
Don't thank me, thank Old Navy. Offers valid 12/12 through 12/18. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and 2-day only deals.
Live score Bud Light giveaways and enter for a chance to win Chicago Bulls tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Third down and two. Green Bay, the Packers 33. Nelson in motion out of that cluster to the left side. Rodgers shotgun with a set back to his right. Snapped A-Rod dancing to the right. Looking. Lofts it. Right sideline. Over the shoulder.
Yes!
Catch. And it's made by Devontae Adams. And he's gone for the touchdown! Oh, what a way to start!
He never looked like he was off to me.
That was Vic Fangio, Bears defensive coordinator and my guy. Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
And we go back to the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. I don't know if Pete Daugherty is ready for single-digit temperatures on Sunday, but he's in Green Bay, inured to weather like this. You can find him on Twitter, at Pete Daugherty. He's the Packers columnist for the Green Bay Press Gazette and the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's with us on The Score. Hello, Pete.
How are things going? It is bitter cold up here.
And you don't mind it, do you?
I can't say I like it.
Well, you can say you like it. You can lie. It's all right. Look, I know there are probably idiots out snowmobiling and walleye fishing in this. And
I saw a guy walking. I was at a pub last night, and the guy walked in wearing a coat and shorts. Like, looked like he just got done with a basketball game.
Well, you know, hey, more power to the hardy souls.
That's what I say. And
here are these Bears and Packers, many of whom are from warm weather climes, and they're all being asked about it. But no matter the conditions, it's still a bad football team taking on a better football team, and one in the Packers that actually has something significant at stake. So I would see the Bears have to find a reason to get as motivated as their opponent.
Yeah, they do. Sometimes that's where the rivalry can help. You know, it's always the the team that actually it's the team that's the better team usually tries to play up the rivalry because they're looking for any motivation. I remember Holmgren used to do that when the Packers were winning all those games with Favre at quarterback. But I think the Bears, you know, they always like to stick it to the Packers no matter who's running things down there. And, you know, I got to say, after I watched some of that Chicago or some of the Detroit game, while waiting for the Packers to play, and, you know, Bears played well. They could have won that game. They were driving for that score till they got all those penalties, so to the game-winning score. So, you know, I don't think the Packers should delude themselves into thinking they can just walk down there and win the game by showing out.
Yeah, I read your piece in Sports Weekly. Nice job on the Packers trying to dissect what's going on to this point. And Rodgers has got an injury problem here, too, as he comes in. I can't imagine that when it's 2-0, that's just the start, that he's going to feel great in that with this injury.
No, it's going to be, I'm sure he's going to be gimpy. It sounds like he's not practicing very much this week. And, you know, they'll have to do everything out of either the pistol or shotgun. You can't line up under center because they don't want him moving around that much to hand off or to drop back. So that'll limit some of what they can do offensively. And then there's always the chance that he aggravates it, and if it may be bad enough where he'd have to come out of the game.
I want to avoid being out of town stupid here, but I was reading some of the stuff during all of the questions of Aaron Rodgers and what's wrong and why isn't he the same and is this the beginning of the end and some of the typically alarmist stuff, just trying to look at why he wasn't the same player, and he's certainly getting some of that back. But a lot of it was off the field and relationships with his family, et cetera. Is there anything important to that? Is there something at issue with his off the field life that do you think has any effect on the way he plays?
You know, that's just that's almost impossible to answer. You know, you'd really have to get that from, you know, family, who, you know, apparently the relations are kind of cut off there with a lot of his family.
Yeah.
You know, anybody who's played would have if you played in the league, you might have a better feel for that. Some guys, you know, maybe it helps focus them. Others, if it's a protracted thing, you know, maybe it can affect them. I just don't know. I do know. I mean, I never thought, oh, God, this is the beginning of the end for the guy. But there was no doubting that if you went back to about week six or so last year through the first, six games or so this year, he was not the same guy as he had been. He was missing open receivers. He was scrambling by default instead of just finding the first, you know, the first open read. He was trying to make big plays, or I think that's probably what he was doing, and he just was not the same guy. And they've gone to this quick-hitting passing game, actually started in the second half against the Bears in October, and they kind of went back and forth with it for a while, but that's now their offense, and I think they're probably passing about 70-30 over, you know, percentage-wise over that stretch. So that's who they are now, and he's all of a sudden, he's played great. His game, I guess the Seahawks, he had his best game of the year, and he looked like the MVP guy from 11-14.
I think it's interesting because he's so good that when you have that, you just start looking around, Pete. You're just looking around, okay, let me see what's wrong here. What could possibly be bothering him? Because he's that good. I mean, I guess if there's nothing wrong with him physically, and you look around, you go, what is this what's getting him? Is that what's getting him? And you're right. How the hell do you know? I mean, he doesn't talk about it. And I saw stories that he doesn't speak to any of his family. So I don't know if that has any effect on him. Some guys don't speak to their family. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah, it was mind-boggling to see a guy who had played so well and is 32 years old, which for quarterbacks, that's still in your prime years, that he was struggling so much, and he had a couple of his worst games early this year. At Minnesota was maybe the worst game he'd had. Well, it wasn't maybe. It was the worst game he'd had since his first year as a starter in 08, and it was mind-boggling. So, yeah, you're looking around for reasons, and maybe part of it was, you know, he was just reverting to some of the worst of his tendencies from earlier in his career. He was just missing throws. Maybe it was just a bad stretch for him. I don't know. But it was long enough where it got to be, you could add up like 16 games, you know, 10 from last year and 6 for this year. And his passer rating was in the low 80s. And this is for a guy who's, you know, consistently in the, you know, around 110 at the end of the season at least. So.
Mm-hmm.
There was something, he was not playing as well, whatever the reason was, whether it was a combination of the receivers not being as good. I mean, trust me, everybody went through every possibility up here. And then slowly things have just kind of turned around, and, you know, God, they lost those four straight games, and it looked like it was, you know, they were dead in the water, and then they come out, win three in a row, and play. And the thing is, they played so well against Seattle that I think people are starting to get a little excited up here again.
The Packers and GM Ted Thompson have prided themselves on the home growth of their players, drafting and developing and not necessarily using big splashes in free agency to try to bolster their roster. Yet sometimes there's a little bit of pushback there saying, you know, you can be prideful to a fault in that regard. And is maybe some of the difficulty this year, do you think finally maybe paying the piper for just trying to avoid free agency at all costs? Because sometimes you have some developmental or drafting years that aren't as good as others. Sometimes you get a little bit of bad luck. Maybe it was this the kind of lesson learned that, yeah, it's okay to supplement what you have for some guys out there.
That's my takeaway. I don't know if it's Ted Thompson's takeaway. He's done things the way he has for so long. I kind of doubt it, but you never know. But you kind of hit on the point there, because if you're going to be, I mean, everybody's draft and develop, but they are like the most extreme in the league, I would argue. And if you're going to be that way, you can't miss on as many picks as other people did. And he hit great on a lot of picks early, but in the last couple of years, there's just been a couple drafts where they haven't landed as many stud players, and you need stars to win in this game. You need guys who tilt the field, and you know, they got Matthews, and B.J. Raji was kind of one of those guys for a while, and you know, they had a bunch of those picks, Rodgers, Nick Collins, you know, from 06 through 10, and they haven't had as many. Mike Daniels in the last couple of years, there's probably somebody else I'm not thinking of, but you know, you need more than two or three of those guys. You need four or five of them. So, yeah, and if not, then you better be, you know, have a minimum level of strength everywhere, and you can augment that with free agency. Like the Jared Cook signing this year was a perfect example, something he hasn't done much of. Now, the guy's been hurt most of the year, but it was worth it, $2.5 million. If it doesn't work out, so what? Now he's healthy and playing, and he's helping their offense. So, yeah, I think there is something to going after those mid-level or lower mid-level guys, getting a couple of them, treating it almost like a draft. If it works out, great. If not, so you've spent a little, you know, you've lost a little money, but so what? That's part of doing business in the NFL.
Yeah, I sure don't see any harm in it. Pete, fun, and hopefully down the road we'll hook up again. If the Packers continue to go, you never know. I it seems like things are righted, but we'll find out.
Yeah, we will. That's what they're playing for. But, yeah, call anytime. Look forward to talking to you guys again.
You got it.
All right, thank you, Pete. Friend. That is Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette with us on Sports Radio 670. Boers and Bernstein, we've got a giveaway. We might just send you to the Score's special holiday breakfast. If you're listening, you might win. You got the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive SUV.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift. Like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
Way the world's softest pajamas feel, you'll love the way they caress your every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax just a bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving for both of you. You don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram, you know this, includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared, now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
And tell them
Crew Cab 4x4 for only $2.99 a month.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast that speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir. Freaky fast and freaky good. But I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lap this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fast. Freaky fresh.
Sorry, but my McDonald's McCafe has taken me on a McCafecation.
A what?
A McCafecation? It's an all-inclusive trip to work break wonderland. So I'm currently kicking back with my toes in the sand and hair blowing in the breeze.
Well, do you have an ETA for your return?
What? I can't hear you over the sound of these frolicking seagulls.
Start your day with your own McCafecation. Get a freshly brewed medium coffee with either a savory sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or sausage burrito for just $2.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts, but free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on transcendental enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special...